Columbus City Council is looking into the possible benefits of a municipal ID card. Council has hired two local professors to study how other cities use the cards. Supporters say they help lower-income people get a usable ID, but critics call them a waste of taxpayer money. Joining us this morning is Ed Hoffman. He's with the group One ID, which is pushing Columbus leaders to offer a city ID card. Thanks for talking with me.
Good to be here, Debbie. Thanks.
How do these IDs work in most other cities?
You know, cities have used them really to reach out to folks who struggle with ID or don't have ID to be more inclusive. And so their secure photo ID, which is vetted by the local community, and it shows who you are and where you live as a resident.
And where can that be used then?
Well, they're used for access to government buildings, schools, hospitals. They can be used to establish a bank account, which people often struggle with, all sorts of ways, anywhere you need a photo ID.
What do they generally cost residents?
You know, the general cost has been in the $5 to $15 range. New York City, they did not charge for the ID the first 2 years, and it was so successful that they still don't charge for it.
We're waiting to see the expected price for Columbus. But how would you expect the program to be funded?
You know, this will be a commitment from Columbus, and it would be general fund money. Our sense now, looking at the Philadelphia experience, is that around $600,000 may be the initial cost to start up the program.
Mayor Andrew Ginther does not support the Columbus study of city IDs. His spokesperson says previous studies have already shown city IDs don't provide the benefits advocates want and come at a significant cost to taxpayers. How would you respond?
We were disappointed with the mayor's spokesperson's response on that, because the benefits of municipal IDs for people in the margins, people in the shadows, has been clearly established across the country, and dozens of communities have created programs.
Other critics have said these IDs are meant to help undocumented immigrants. Is that a goal of yours?
Well, they benefit anyone without ID, and yes, the undocumented don't have access to a secure photo ID. Our sense, though, is that including the undocumented and recent refugees, victims of domestic abuse, the homeless, all these variety, really, of vulnerable populations will make for a more inclusive city, a city that emphasizes opportunity, and a city that is safer. And so all those reasons we support it very strongly.
And it would be safer how?
The experience of other cities has suggested that people, when they have ID, feel more comfortable engaging, for instance, with the police. We've had testimony from Providence, Rhode Island, where the chief of police has been a strong supporter of their program and has said it has enhanced the safety in the community.
What would you say to critics who say we shouldn't be using taxpayer money on IDs for undocumented immigrants?
Well, of course, it's a hot button issue these days. But before the Trump administration, in some ways, demonized the undocumented, we had more of a sense of undocumented people who work with us and live with us and whose children go to school with our children as being members of the community. And so we just reject that opposition.
Ed Hoffman with the group One ID, which supports an identification card for Columbus residents. City Council recently earmarked $9,000 to study the potential cost of offering city IDs. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Debbie.